don't know if it's better with the glasses. Ah, there we go. That's better. Because of Christ, we know a love that fills the earth and sky, a selfless and redeeming love the world cannot deny. Because of him, what's wrong on earth one day will be made right. His way, or his path, is the way, the truth, the light. For Christ the Lord atoned for all, no grave could hold him nor forestall the blessings of eternity. He lived, he lives to set us free. Forever cleansed and grateful, we draw comfort from his grace. Surrender tears to the one who took our place. Our good shepherd became the sacrificial perfect lamb. On Easter, we remember what he bought and what he paid. Because of him, we can live unblemished, unafraid. His blessings are eternal. His promises are real. What praise will we offer him? What will our lives reveal? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come today with grateful hearts that you have rescued mankind. We celebrate the empty tomb, that you overcame sin and death. With you, we have a joy and hope. Touch our hearts during this service, and let us leave with even greater joy in you. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of this message is An Unexpected Joy. And when I was reading the story of Jesus in his last few days and his crucifixion this week, it was really apparent to me that the disciples had a few really horrible days. Not your ordinary bad days, but actually heartbreaking days. These are the people that loved Jesus. They traveled with him. They saw the miracles. They were his students, his followers, and friends. Judas betrays Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. After Judas saw that Jesus was condemned to death, he felt remorse and he tried to return the pieces of silver. But this betrayal could not be reversed. Have you ever done something and regretted it, and you just get this pit in your stomach and you know it was wrong? You know, Judas had stolen money before, but this was different. This was the actual betrayal of Jesus. And later, he's going to feel so guilty that he's going to take his own life. Peter. Well, Peter said at the Last Supper that he would never betray Jesus. And that very night, he denies him 3 times. Immediately after the denial of the 3rd time, the rooster crows, and Peter remembers Jesus' words. And he just went outside, and he wept bitterly. Peter was so close to Jesus, and yet that very night he had said, "I don't know the man." Shame welled up in his heart. And Peter had to be restored by Jesus later. And Jesus asked him 3 times, "Do you love me? And if you love me, will you feed my sheep?" Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was at Golgotha when Jesus was crucified. She witnessed his suffering, and her heart was just broken. And then she went to the tomb early on Sunday morning, and he was not there. And her heartbreak intensified to panic. And she cried, and she asked, "Where have they taken my Lord?" Many of the other disciples, they were hiding in fear. They were afraid of arrest and death, and they were locked behind a locked door. They did not know what was going to happen next. I'm sure they felt defeated and afraid. Thomas said he would not believe that Jesus was alive until he saw his hands and feet. But why was Thomas so full of doubt? Jesus had told them ahead of time that he would be betrayed into the hands of men, that they would kill him, and after 3 days he would rise. So here are the disciples, each having a hard time. But Jesus is going to bring an unexpected joy. Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene first. In John's account, Mary Magdalene is weeping at the empty tomb, and Jesus says to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said, "Sir, do you know where they have taken him away?" And Jesus says, "Mary." And then she recognized his voice, and she said, "Rabbi." Can you imagine her joy to see him alive? Seeing him alive just changed everything at that moment. And while the disciples were behind closed doors, Jesus suddenly appeared, and he stood among them. And he said, "Peace be with you." Can you imagine how their fear must have melted into joy? Jesus was not dead, and he was standing among them. To Thomas, Jesus said, "See my hands. Place your hands in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas exclaimed, "My Lord, my God." Thomas felt joy to know fully that Jesus was alive, and there was no room for doubt. Jesus came to all of them, and where there had been horrible mourning, feeling defeat and fear, it was replaced by an unexpected joy. What they had not understood about him saying earlier that he was going to die and rise on the third day, suddenly it became clear. Jesus had done the impossible. And before his ascension, he's going to spend time with each of them and give each of them direction. You know, some people have a coffee drink to try and turn their day around. But no, this is the power of Jesus. Jesus brings a joy that the world cannot. I just threw that in there to see if you guys were listening this morning. This sermon is not about coffee. But you know, people do try alcohol and drugs and other addictions, overworking. People try all kinds of things to compensate. But Jesus is what makes us feel complete again. He brings us a joy and a peace that cannot be described. He is there in our mourning, in our despair, and when we don't know which direction to go. At the end of Luke, it describes a scene with Jesus and his disciples just 40 days after his resurrection. Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scripture. He promised to send the Holy Spirit, just like what Don was talking about. What a beautiful promise. Then he lifted up his arms and he blessed them. And then he ascended to heaven. And Jesus' followers, they just stood there and they worshiped him. And then they are going to return to Jerusalem with great joy. Joy despite the possible persecution that will come. So in 40 days, their despair had been totally changed. And Jesus was sending them out to witness to others with great joy. So that is the story of the disciples. But what kind of joy do you think we see? We can see unexpected joy every day. I think it's better with the glasses. We can see unexpected joy every day when we walk with Jesus. And you might say, well, how is that possible? Because here is what happened. At the moment of Jesus' death, the massive temple curtain in Jerusalem was torn in two. And this event signified the end of the old covenant sacrificial system. And it was replaced by the direct access to God that we have now. The curtain, sometimes it's called the veil, separated the Holy of Holies, and that is where God's presence dwelt, from the rest of the temple. And this Holy of Holies was only accessible by the high priest once a year. And the tearing happened from the top down to the bottom, indicating that it was an act of God. It was not just the action of men. It was done by God. And it signifies that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was sufficient to atone for sins. And it's eliminating our need for further animal sacrifices. So that's the official explanation. But what does that mean in terms of our life today? Well, it becomes quite personal. It means we have a close relationship with God. The curtain is torn, and we can meet with God. We can talk with Him. We can know Him. And what great joy that brings in our life. Instead of being crushed by the sins, we have an advocate that loves us. He hears our prayers. He releases us from sin and shame. He walks through every valley and every storm right beside us. So I heard this story by a British evangelist that I sometimes listen to. He's quite good. And he has this story that illustrates in a small way what Jesus does for us. There was a lady, and she had so many struggles. She just struggled with a lot of things. And so she decided she was going to go see a therapist. And the therapist is trying to get to the origin of where her struggles began. And so they discussed this for a while. And then she remembers this time as a child when she was in school. And she was not getting along with her teacher at all. And maybe she pushed this teacher too far. I don't know. Maybe this teacher was just mean. But the teacher had her go to the blackboard and write, "I am a failure." Think about that. Your teacher has you write, "I am a failure." And then the teacher allowed the students to come one by one and write a word on that blackboard about something that this woman had done. So one kid goes up and writes, "liar." Another kid goes up and writes, "cheater." Another writes, "disrespectful." Another kid writes, "selfish." And so on and so forth. And the therapist asked, "How did that make you feel when the kids were writing these things about you? And you could see all of the things that you have done just on this blackboard." And the woman answered, "I was so full of shame. I just bowed my head and closed my eyes. I wanted to either disappear or die. And the teacher said, well, there is one thing you missed. When you had your eyes covered and weren't looking, Jesus was sitting on the back row. And Jesus gets up out of his desk, and he goes to the blackboard, and he grabs an eraser, and he starts erasing all of those things. You see, Jesus didn't come to rub in our sin and our mistakes and our failures. No, Jesus is there to wipe them out. Jesus took our shame and he gave us a new life, a life that doesn't have those mistakes written on the chalkboard. That is what Jesus did for you too. Jesus loves us so much that he does not want us to sink in guilt, even the guilt we deserve. Jesus wants us to share what he has done for us and to be witnesses in all the world. The good news of Jesus, it's too precious not to celebrate and to share. You know, before we leave this building and continue to celebrate Resurrection Day all day long, you know, possibly with good food or people we love, we need to spend some time, just a few minutes, thanking Jesus for what he has done for us, for what he has given us. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, there are no words to express our gratitude. You became the sacrificial lamb for us. You paid our debt. You set us free and wiped the slate clean. Help us to follow you closely and encourage others to know you better. Oh, dear Jesus, we pray for our world. We pray for those who are suffering. We pray for those that are blind to evil and for those who do not know you. Today we celebrate you, our Creator, our Advocate, our Rescuer, and our Friend. Thank you for the joy that we have in you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to have a blessed day. I hope that you experience unexpected joy that Jesus brings today.